Japanese health officials say they've confirmed 88 more cases of COVID-19 in that quarantined cruise ship docked near Tokyo. The new cases bring the total on the Diamond Princess to 544. More than 300 Americans who were on that ship are now back in the U.S., and at least 14 tested positive for the illness caused by the new coronavirus. Joining us now is CNN international correspondent Will Ripley, who is in Yokohama, Japan, the port where the Diamond Princess is. Will, are there still any Americans on that ship?
There are, and we've been in communication with some of them. One of them is Kent Frazier from Oregon, whose wife, Rebecca, is in the hospital in Tokyo. She tested positive for coronavirus. She was not allowed on the evacuation flights, even though she wanted desperately to get on so she could ride out the 14-day quarantine in the U.S. with her husband. But because she's still testing positive, they're not allowing her out of the hospital. They didn't allow her on that flight. And so Kent is still on the ship as we speak.
And how is he doing amid all of that?
Well, you know, I think he's okay. I think it's frustrating that he's still separated from his wife. But incredibly, even though they were in such close proximity, he still does not have the virus. And he's been tested at least three times.
Now, as you watch the process for Americans who were able to leave and fly home yesterday after spending so long quarantined on that ship, what did you see?
It was confusing how long it took. I mean, you're talking about nearly 10 hours from the time that people started to disembark and from the time they actually started boarding those converted cargo 747s at Haneda Airport, which is only about a 20-minute drive away from the port. The reason for the delay, unclear, although given the fact that we've now learned that 14 Americans who had basically been released from the ship and were sitting on the American buses only to then learn as they were on the buses that they were also positive. Mm-hmm. That may be why there was a delay, because they were trying to figure out what to do with these people. In the end, they decided to allow them on the flights and put them in these kind of containment areas inside the plane, kept in isolation from the other passengers.
So most of the Americans are off the ship. I understand a number of other countries are also getting their people off the ship. How many people are left on the Diamond Princess?
Well, still, you know, around 3,000 people, perhaps a little bit less at this stage. But, you know, you have Canada repatriating its citizens in the coming hours. You have South Korea. They sent their presidential plane to pick up their citizens. Italy, Australia, a lot of other countries are following suit, kind of following the lead of the U.S.
Is there criticism of how Japanese officials have handled the people on that ship? Many are saying, you know, this may have served as an incubator for the coronavirus.
Even the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said that people who are on the ship face a higher risk of infection. And it makes a lot of sense. The Japanese were very, very strict with, you know, insisting that everybody stay in their cabins, or if they did leave their cabins, they go outside very, very infrequently for less than an hour and stand 6 feet apart from others, always wear a mask. But that didn't seem to take account the fact that you still have, you know, 1,000 crew members who are cooking their food, doing their laundry, and like bringing all of these things to different cabins, potentially spreading the virus that way, because, you know, they really don't know how long it can live on a surface, or it can live on, you know, for a towel, for example, or bedding. And some of the crew members have become infected. So it, from the beginning, it was kind of a flawed theory that if everybody just stayed in their cabins, they wouldn't become infected. And I think that's obviously being proven by the fact that every single day you see these large spikes in the number of confirmed cases on board, because mm-hmm. the Japanese government has finally decided to test everybody. For a while, they said they weren't even going to test everyone. They were only going to test people with a fever.
Although there are now concerns about the other cruise ship that was finally able to dock in Cambodia and then allow the passengers off. And now one of the passengers there tested positive for COVID-19.
The Westerdam. That's right. Yeah. I mean, look, if you think about an outbreak and you think about a virus, it's very, very difficult to contain the spread, because people are people. Somebody's not going to report their fever. Somebody's going to get around whatever safeguards are set up. But clearly, in the case of the Diamond Princess here in Japan, it certainly isn't slowing the number of cases from continuing to increase. You know, the fact that you have 88 new cases today, 99 yesterday, 70 the day before, 67 the day before that. Those are numbers you just can't ignore.
Will, because of the threat from COVID-19, the Tokyo Marathon scheduled for March the 1st is only going to allow elite runners to participate. More than 35,000 regular runners are not going to be able to run. And the Olympics, of course, are coming up in Tokyo this summer. What about the broader concern where you are in Japan about COVID-19?
Well, certainly there is an economic impact from the marathon, but really what they're worried about is Tokyo 2020. Scientists have said that this virus doesn't do very well in warmer temperatures, and I think Japanese authorities are certainly hoping that that turns out to be the case, because they have invested billions of dollars in this. Tokyo 2020, this country's most important sporting event, in decades. And yes, I think the decision to dramatically scale back the marathon is because they don't want to see any more cases in this country. The fact that Japan has the largest concentration of cases anywhere in the world outside of mainland China is a difficult situation for Japan just months ahead of the Olympics. And frankly, the way that they've handled this cruise ship situation raises a lot of credibility questions about their assurances that the games are going to be safe.
That is CNN international correspondent Will Ripley in Yokohama, Japan, where the Diamond Princess cruise ship remains with thousands of people on board. Will, thank you.
Great to be with you.